Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. When he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth unto Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. And he said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." I am not one of the people that believe that PTSD is something that is not real. It is a real circumstance. I will say, much like many things, the government has overdone it. And if a child scrapes his knee too deep, then we think they have PTSD. I'm not for that. I'm not going to let psychologists and weirdos and wackos tell me I have something because I just went through something difficult. But I do believe that PTSD is real. Post-traumatic stress disorder is what the official wording for PTSD is. It's brought on by a traumatic event, and the person keeps having flashbacks or reoccurring thoughts of the trauma, and that trauma seems to overcome to where they're not able to function correctly. It often leads to depression or anxiety. Here, in 1 Kings 19, we see the man of God, Elijah. Here's a man of God who's sitting under a juniper tree, depressed, giving up, wanting to just have his life ended. What caused this bold, brave man of God, one who grabbed Ahab by the face and just did battle? Something's not right. What happened? We're talking 3 years of drought, being fed by a raven and a creek and then a widow, battling with King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, killing 850 false prophets in one day. He then outruns a horse and chariot on a 9-mile run. And then Queen Jezebel threatens to kill him. Elijah is tired. He's wore out. Maybe tired of the battle. The Bible says that he ran to Beersheba. That was nearly an 80-mile run in one day. Talk about a man who's been through multiple traumatic events, physically and spiritually. Elijah, for sure. The more I deal with Christians, the more I see them in PTSD mentally and spiritually. Our society is so settled on everyone having a disease that if you don't have one, you're not normal. Now, PTSD is real. In the old days, they called it shell shock. General George Patton got in trouble during World War II because he went to visit a hospital and a young man was there, and there was nothing wrong with him other than shell shock. General Patton took his gloves off and whacked him across the face and called him a few names and told him to get back out there. Oh, he was maligned in the media for doing so, but General Patton got it right. By the way, the man did recover by going back into battle and came through the battles. I believe that we Christians have gotten into this PTSD mentality, and after everything that takes place, we need God to whack us a little bit. We don't need to blame God. We don't need to blame the church. We don't need to blame other Christians. We don't need to pull away from the preacher. We don't need to blame the preacher. We need to pull closer to the truth so that we don't live depressed, wasting our life. I'm not minimizing the painful events that you faced. But your world may have stopped for a moment, but life keeps marching on. And the longer you sit in fear and self-pity, the farther behind you get. And the farther behind you get, the more depressed you're going to become, and the cycle begins to spiral downwards. Now, I want to help you today. Let me give you several quick thoughts. Number one, God made sure Elijah had good food and rest. If you continue reading verses 5 through 7, God brings food and water and tells him to eat and to rest. Elijah's trauma was brought on physically. Verse 7 says, "The journey is too great for thee." He was not sleeping out of depression. He was sleeping to restore health. Learn to eat right. Learn to eat the right kinds of food. Learn to sleep well. I'm not saying sleep long, but sleep well. I'm not a person that sleeps long. I get about 5 hours of sleep, of rest every day. Learn that you got to keep your body running smoothly. Number two, God set a time of recovery for Elijah. God said, "I'm going to give you 40 days. That's about six and a half weeks. And he said, I'll give you this time to recover because you're just wore out. But after that, it's time to get back in the game. You know, too many of us say, well, I'll just wait till my body tells me no, set a time. It's not always 6 weeks. Sometimes it's 6 days. Sometimes it's 3 days. Sometimes it's just a few hours. I'm not saying what that time should be for you, but I do know this. Set a time and go forward. Next, God used his word to heal him. In verse number 9, it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto him." Read your Bible. Get more Bible. Don't miss church. Be there for Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Anytime something happens, be there. Listen to only the right kind of preaching. Don't seek pity from people. Don't seek to get compassion from them. Seek the word of God. Number next, don't look for the spectacular. Listen for the still small voice. Elijah was wanting to hear from God, but not in a spectacular way. The Holy Spirit speaks to us in a still, small voice. Take time to listen to God. Don't look for the spectacular recovery. And lastly, God told Elijah to go back to his old schedule. In verse 15 of 1 Kings chapter 19, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus." You know, we just need to get back into schedule as quickly as we can. You'll have fears, but the work has to go on. Success only comes by doing something. You say, well, I don't feel like doing it. Make yourself do it. I do a lot of things I don't feel like doing. But that's how you get through these difficult times. PTSD is real. It's real spiritually and physically. Let's have a great day, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.